The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I see Bill calls back. Appreciate it, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm not working today. Yesterday we closed on a house, and today we're moving our furniture, so it's going to be super fun.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a lot more fun than fishing, huh?
Yeah. Or sitting in front of a computer. Remember, because I work on Saturdays now in Daytona.
Oh, wow. So, you have to go to Daytona to work?
Well, they paid me well enough to make it worth my while, but the hotels that I was staying in was $63 a night if I got it by the week. And since race week is, you know,
that's
winding
cheap
down, and bike week is coming up, they went to $109 a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. They gouge people so bad like that. It's unreal.
Well, I don't mind them, you know, making money.
No, I don't mind them making money. But you got the same room that goes up, you know, $40, $50 a night just because an event's coming. I mean, you know, they're going to be booked anyway, so... But I don't know. It's, you know, it is what it is, like you say.
There's people staying in Georgia because there's no hotel rooms available.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's ridiculous. So I'm driving 180 miles a day to go to work for 9 hours.
Yeah.
It's actually 10 because I get lunch, you know.
What do you do for work?
I'm an insurance adjuster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I've been looking at, I told you I bought a bait casting reel. I bought that Shimano Corrado, and I got a G. Loomis rod for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my gosh, it's got two braking systems on it. Just the technology is amazing. It's got a magnetic brake that you tune it by turn the little screw, and if the weight drops down at the speed that you want, then that helps you not backlash.
Oh, good.
But the other system is like tabs. There's four tabs inside the cover. You open the cover and you flip them up or down.
Uh-huh.
And if you've ever seen an ice skater, you know how they start in a circle?
Yeah.
And they put their hands together and go real fast?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Put their arms out and they go slow and fast and slow and fast and slow? That's the principle it's based on. It's got four. If you want a lot of brake, you put all four of them out.
Oh, yeah.
If you want hardly any brake, you put all four of them in. It's crazy.
Well, and whenever you have them in like that, I mean, you got such a better cast, you know, a longer cast.
Did you say bigger bird's nest? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That could happen, too.
I'm having a heck of a time. I haven't used a bait caster probably since I was 9.
I tell you what, as far as the big reels go, I have those squalls, and I wonder how small they make those squalls. I haven't really looked because I got them for like the giant drum and bull reds and stuff like that. So I got the 25s, and I got 65-pound test Power Pro on them. But in thinking that, I mean, those reels just do not backlash. And, I mean, I can throw them, you know, 100 feet behind the boat with a 6-ounce weight or whatever. And, I mean, they're just such a smooth reel. I wonder if they make those smaller.
Well, I don't know how anything could backlash with a 6-ounce weight once you get it going, you know.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it. Let me tell you, they'll do it. My old reels and stuff, and I've had people try to cast them out. And when it backlash, if you're not holding on that rod, it'll jerk the whole thing right out of your hand. I mean, I've got several in the river, up and down the river, from people doing that. You know,
yeah, I haven't thrown a rod in the river in a couple of years, but I have done it.
But yeah, you could backlash them. But anyway, just talking about how smooth that reel is. Just, I mean, I wonder if they do make the smaller ones. I'm gonna check into that and see, because I think that would be, you know, I went from the 310 GTIs down to the squalls, because they discontinued the pin GTIs. But so they, you know, they made it into, instead of it being the old pin GT1-2s, they made them into the squalls, is what they call them now, and they're made just a little different, and they're prettier real too. Of course, they're black and gold. Mm-hmm. So that makes them work better, you know. But anyway, having those reels like I've had now for, you know, several months, those things work great. And I just wonder how small they make them. I think maybe getting a small one and using that.
Well, it's new to me, and it's the technology is just fascinating. They say you can cast farther, but I have yet to be able to cast farther than one of my Shimano's, you know, spinning reels.
Oh, yeah. Well, the baitcaster, I mean, by far is not going to go as far, you know, with a lightweight as your spinner. I mean, because you have to, that spool has to turn for that line to come off of it. Whereas your spinner, the line just comes right off the spool. So, I mean, you know, I've had several casting debates about that with customers and stuff. And, you know, people want to use their own rods, so they bring their bait casters. And then, you know, I tell them to reach over to this oyster bed or whatever, and they can't get it over there. And they're like, you have to move the boat over there, you know, whatever. And I said, well, you know, try it a little bit more. See if you can. I don't want to get the boat too close or whatever, you know.
Right. And, I bought it to fish for flounders, and I use a 3/4-inch weight for flounder.
Yeah.
And I bought it to cork fish, and that's it.
There you go.
I've been using it for plugs because if I'm not doing either one of those, I might as well use it for something, you know, just to check out the different lures on, when you're not getting something on your favorites.
Yeah, and also the I've got for, like you're talking about, the float fishing, there's long trout, well, people call them trout floats, but the long slip floats, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I use fills, the bigger ones.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got Abu Garcia's that I use for that, and those have been a great reel. I've had those actually for years because I, you know, I don't use those as much as all these other reels, so I don't change those out each year. Although it's getting about time because I think I've had those about 4 or 5 years now. But they're a smooth reel and one where you can just clip it, drop the float down by the boat, and let it drift. You know.
Well, I have a rod that's pretty stout, and I'm going to get a pen reel for it, bait casting reel.
Uh-huh.
They're about $160. They're a saltwater. I can't remember. There's one that's about $200. There's one that's $160. So I get people wanting to go catch those big reds.
Yeah.
And I don't do it, but they want to. And I, you know, you catch them on a little rod, you wear them out and kill them.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No. Yeah, you want to have something stout enough to put them in the boat, you know, bring them up to the boat, you know, kind of quick. I mean,
yeah.
Because like you say, you know, when people catch them on light spinners and stuff like that, you know, light casting rods, it's just too much, you know, on the fish.
Yeah, I caught a 29-inch redfish on my 2,500 10-pound test line. Holy crap, I thought I was going to have to jump in the water and chase him around. It was it was quite a contest. Like, my rod was bent in half. I was like, oh, my gosh, this could turn ugly. But yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, it was funny. One of the guys I had on board yesterday was talking about he hadn't fished in a long time, and you know, one of them was talking about he caught a pretty nice brook trout, you know, and
4 inches.
And yeah, whatever it was, I don't know. But anyway, his first fish was like a 29-inch red. And I mean, look on his face while he's fighting that fish. And then, of course, when he got him close to the boat, I mean, I could tell he's probably oversized when his tail come out of the water, you know, as he's fighting.
Right.
We caught him in real shallow. But that was his first fish, and I think he was kind of surprised at that. I said, yeah, they're a little stronger than a brook trout.
Yeah, that's fun. When I used to fish for brook trout in Pennsylvania when I was a kid, the limit was 6 inches.
Oh, wow.
And now we'd catch 40 fish and have a hard time getting six.
Oh, man.
I can't remember what the limit was, but 5 or 6 fish, we wouldn't catch them that many.
Man.
Lots of fish. Really fun, really pretty, you know, nice mountains and clear water. And
yeah.
But brook trout are little, that's for sure.
But I understand they're good eating. I've never had one.
They're okay.
They're okay.
Not a big trout fan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, their trout are okay. Well, I better get going. The movers are coming here directly. I just wanted to chat with you guys.
Okay.
Taylor,
appreciate it, Bill.
Glad to see you finally got your due in there, Taylor.
Hey, yeah, about time, right?
Yeah. You called my house the other day.
Oh, I don't remember. Was that you're with Noah?
You're talking to Noah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You keeping that guy in straight?
Well, I don't think that's possible, but I couldn't believe he hung up on you in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
He knows.
I'll
that,
see you later.
He knows that's Taylor's limit.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye,
Bill.
Bye now.
222-8255. We'll be back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and April will be here before you know it, so just want to remind everybody, Jacksonville Premier Trout Tournament is April 13th, 14th, and they're going to have a tournament for boats for the largest fish and the three trout aggregate prize division. So all tournament proceeds are donated to charities benefiting the USO, PAL, and Heroes on the Water. Captain's meeting to be held at Strike Zone, Blackfly Outfitters Courtyard, April 13th at 6 p.m. And the April 14th tournament weigh in at 4 p.m. at Big Dog's Pierside at Beach Marine Complex.
How you doing, Vic? I'm on this side of the...
Oh, there you go.
I just wanted to see what it felt like to be on this side of the screen. No, I just came for a donut. Here's Taylor.
Yeah, that's something I don't ever see on this side of the window. You're always on the silent side over there to me. But that was our producer anyway. But also, the kayak division will be held concurrently Boat entry fee is $100. Kayak fee is $50 until April 1st. It will increase by $10. So you can get a hold of Craig Van Brocklin if you like at 904-887-0762. That's 887-0762. Or you can email him at cdvanbrock@gmail.com. And I sure hope Craig's feeling better now. I know he went on vacation and got flu.
You know, if it wasn't for him, I'd never have my kayak insured. And people are like, man, why would you insure a kayak? But when you're paying close to $2,000 for a kayak, it's great.
Yeah, there you go.
I've called multiple companies before, and nobody would insure a kayak. And then I called Craig Van Brocklin. He's like, yeah, we'll insure it.
Yeah, there you go. So that gives people ideas out there, see, because I mean, you know, I hadn't even thought about insuring a kayak because I don't have one, so I didn't even thought about that. But yeah, when you're spending that much money on
one. Yeah, when you just got $300-$400 one, you can easily replace that because by the time you do the deductible and all that stuff. But when you're buying a Hobie that's $2,500 or native and you got a GPS, this and that, you just tell them the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you have to pay 20% of the whole, and then they'll replace the rest.
Mm.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, insuring a kayak like that, you just wouldn't. You know, normally when people like myself, I mean, you know, not having one, ever having one, you know, I didn't know.
Everybody told me to get rid of my kayak, but they don't understand where I live in the Palms of Marceline, and I can just put my kayak in any time. But when I get my boat, there's no way I could put the kayak in there, and it's just easy to go out. So it's like not really.
So you still got your kayak?
Yeah, I still got it because like today I can go out right now and put in. But if you had to put it in with the boat ramp the parking lot's full, it's a pain in the butt. And not only that, mm-hmm. certain areas you can't get into at low tide, but with my house, even if it's low tide, I can drag it out there, but you can't drag a boat.
No, not hardly. Not unless it's a real small boat.
Yeah, it ain't worth it. So, I mean, if you're on the water, it's always better to have a kayak and a boat because at least you can get out, especially when you just got off work and you only got like an hour or two to fish. It's a pain in the butt to put that boat in and then put it back on the trailer and go home. That's why a lot of people don't fish it
mm-hmm.
when they get off work because they're like, I don't want to fool with that
yeah,
boat.
Yeah, used to. I would just, you know, whenever I worked, you know, a couple of us that worked together, when we go fishing afternoon after work like that, we'd just go shore fishing or whatever. So, you know, we just go wade fishing or whatever.
But
just,
I plan on taking my boat to Guantanamo when I get it.
You know, trying to take the boat out and then coming back and then having to clean it up and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I remember I caught that red in Guana one time, and, man, that was the biggest red I ever caught. But when I was pedaling, since I got that pedal kayak, I thought I was stuck on something. So then I turned around and pedaled some more, and then it took off. But, man, I felt like I hooked up to a big old concrete block or something.
How big was it?
It was about 32-inch red.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Guana, when you catch those big reds, they hug the bottom. So it's not like if you're going in the river and you're dropping down a big piece of crab and you're pulling it up from 50 feet and it's really deep water, you really know you got it. But in Guana, they hug the bottom.
Well, and, you know, a lot of times, I mean, it different fish, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. I mean, you catch some redfish up in the shallows, they'll grab your line and just about jerk the pole out of your hand. Then you have other fish, sometimes you'll feel a little tap tap and he's not moving, and you're sitting there looking and you're like, well, I better check my bait. You start reeling, he's on there.
Yeah, well,
he's just sitting there, eating it, you know.
Going out with Q when I first started going, and he had this red bone rod, and it must have been a big fish because it took the rod and everything right overboard, never got it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's happened. I mean, you always don't want to lay down a rod somewhere, you know what I mean?
Well, he learned quick, and then he started getting this rope and tying it to the boat, and that way it won't go overboard. If it does, he can just grab that rope.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. You just tie it to something.
Yeah, he's got like a little rope tied to the boat and it with a little carabiner clip, and he just clips the rod in so that way it doesn't go overboard. Mm-hmm. We went out the other day, and he caught a nice-sized trout, but we didn't go out that long. Mm. Boy, time does fly, though, doesn't it? It's almost 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you went out with him, you only caught one trout?
Yeah, one trout.
Huh.
Because he told me we're going offshore, and he's like, oh, meet me at the boat ramp this time. So I went out there. I think it was like 2:33, and I didn't bring none of my inshore lures. Mm. I just had deep water setup rig, and then he's like, "Oh, we're not going offshore." I said, "You told me we're going offshore, like, you know, like by the jetties."
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's not offshore, but you know what I meant.
Yeah,
I didn't. I mean, he had all his plugs on the boat, so I did. All I had was a Voodoo shrimp, and it wasn't good enough.
So you didn't use his plugs?
No, I didn't want to switch up and everything. I just figured I'd just try this for a little bit, and then we went in. We were only out there for 1 hour.
Oh, really? That's it?
But it was a pretty nice-sized trout he caught.
Hmm.
I'm hoping to get out there more. Might go today. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, as pretty weather as it is, if you're not working, I would.
I just can't believe that deal I missed last week in an estate sale. It was a Nissan, I think it was 9.9 with a Gnu. And I was so excited. I saw those pictures, and it was right beside me. I called him up. It was sold. $400.
Oh, wow.
I know. But it didn't have a trailer, though, but the motor itself is worth $400.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in Morris Landings, and it looked in really good shape. The Callan was in pretty good
shape. How long was it?
It was probably about a 10 to 12 footer.
Oh, you could put that on your truck and take it.
Oh, I know. I was going to go over there. I was so excited when I saw those pictures. Then I realized that they had the state sale going on Thursdays.
So they sold it.
Yeah.
Before you got over there, huh?
Well, the hardest thing about getting a deal at a state sale is when you go, they don't reduce the price on nothing the first day. So no matter how much you try to bargain, they don't care. So somebody else will see a good deal, they'll turn around and get it. So if it's priced overpriced, like I saw this really nice Mad River canoe in a trailer motor, and they wanted $800 for it.
Is that the one that had a hole in it?
Yeah, it had the hole. It wasn't the hole in the bottom. It was the hole in the bench seat. And I told him, I said, "Man, this is one that's going mint condition on Facebook, $450. And they're like, "Well, that's what the owner wants." I said, "Well, I'm not paying that." Sure enough, somebody came around to Marshland and bought it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some pretty good deals every now and then.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people that don't realize, you know, the cost of it or whatever. Or they may think, like you, they may think they're going to buy it and resell it or something, but they pay whatever if they don't.
Well, if somebody was living in Marshland and they saw it, they're like, "Oh, I want that for my kid, and I'll pay $800 for it." Yeah, don't look it up.
Yeah, and that's what I say. If you don't, you don't know the value of it, you know, they just might get an idea. Impulse buying, you know? Impulse buying.
Oh, yeah, but
that's what it is.
I research fishing heavily, so I know it's worth it. The only thing I don't know value is those offshore poles. Those are expensive.
Yeah, the you talking about the rods and reels?
Oh, yeah, the ones that Dave sells. Those some of those rods and reels is more than I got in my savings account.
Yeah.
those gold reels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever seen these guys on Wicked Tuna, those reels they use?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
They're like, the reels are like $3,000 a piece.
Somebody stole some of those rods right off the boat down at the boat show. Nortec, this guy, they were saying they were missing in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, I get the. It looks like we've got a break going on.
Yeah. So you're talking about in the boat show itself?
Yeah, the boat show. They had the reels sitting in the rod holder on the boat, and somebody just yanked them.
Really? Golly. I mean, right there with everybody around, huh?
Yep, I can't believe people. If they want to steal something, they'll just. They don't care. They'll steal it right in front of your face.
Yeah. That's something else, though. Like you say, just taking it right out there. I mean, if it's in the middle of was the boat outside or inside the building?
I think it was outside on the water.
Oh, in the water?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. Nortec boats.
Mm.
It's got four quads on it, or five motors, four or five motors on it.
Mm.
The quads are four, so I think that one had five motors on it. It's a really nice boat.
Somebody saw that
Alden.
Valuable reels there. Nobody watching, I guess. That's one of the bad things. You should have been watching that thing.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe they turned around or they left the boat for a little bit and come back.
Nah, it doesn't take long. You get some people like that to take an opportunity, they just take it and go.
That's why I keep all my stuff locked up.
Oh, yeah, you have to. You have to nowadays. It's bad. Give us a call if you like, 222-8255. Ted sent me a picture when Ted was in here the other day doing the show with me. He sent me a picture, and he said, "This is Alan trying to get out from the glass." He took a picture of you. Alan, come in here and talked on the microphone a while ago, Taylor, when you weren't in here.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because he's usually on that side of the glass. But anyway, give us a call, 222-8255.
DivorceMenOnly.com studios. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump told the CPAC conference on Friday he favors arming some, but not all, school teachers. The president said among the ranks of school teachers, many are actually quite proficient in the use of firearms, and therefore, he says, it could be a good use of their resources to actually let them be armed because they care most about the students. Former U.S. women gymnasts say the sports star coaches brought an abusive style when they defected from Romania in 1981. They say Bila and Martha Karoly subjected them to verbal, emotional, and sometimes physical abuse. It's unclear how USA Gymnastics vetted the couple, but the AP found there were some warning signs. Six Romanians, four gymnasts, and a choreographer and a team nurse say the Karolis physically abused gymnasts in their home country. The Karolis' lawyer denied that they abused anyone. A booming session to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow gained 348. This is SRN News.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
This is Lillian McDermott, and I want to invite you to the 2018 Northeast Florida Veg Fest. This family-friendly event will feature great vegan food, live music, cooking demonstrations, kids zones, raffles, and fun freebies. If you have the desire to become leaner, greener, or cleaner, join the free 7th Annual Veg Fest Saturday, March 3rd from 11 to 6 at Riverside Park next to Historic Five Points. For more information, visit nfvegfest.org. That's nfvegfest.org. See you at Veg Fest.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, February 28th at 6 p.m., it's the Ritz Chamber Players at the Beaches Museum and History Park in Jacksonville Beach. Thursday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m., it's Stayin' Alive, One Night of the Bee Gees at the Thrasher Horn Center for the Arts in Orange Park. And Friday, March 2nd at 7:30 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Icemen versus the Reading Royals at Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
A little action on the roads. There's a crash over there at 295 South. As it ramps to Normandy Boulevard, that crash is blocking the left shoulder. Going to be a little rainy, about a 20% chance of rain through tomorrow. Mostly sunny this afternoon, high 83. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 68, and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 86. It's currently 68 at WBOB AM 600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this We're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show. I want to remind everybody, El Cheapo Sheephead Tournament is next weekend. Captain's meeting is Friday evening. And I forget what time's either 5:30 or 6:30. I think it's 6:30. Friday evening at the Mayport Boat Ramp. And then, of course, the El Cheapo Sheephead Tournament itself is on Saturday, March 3rd. So be sure to get in there and sign up for it. And let's get Ed on this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brother Vic.
How you been?
I've been busy. I'm out here taking care of Mama. I just got a bathroom put in. I got to go fishing today if I don't work. Where do I need to go besides the water?
Where are you at now?
I'm going, I guess I'm going to go sit on the dock out there at the camp.
Oh, okay. There should be some trout out there and all. I know the yellowmouth trout slowed down a whole bunch within the last few weeks. Yeah. There were a bunch of them right in there in that area. But should be some sheephead around those pilings.
Yeah, I see them, but you know how I am on them sheephead. I got to take you with me to catch them.
But, yeah, there's not many flounder around. I know there is a few around, but not many of them. But,
yeah, that's my favorite. I'll go out there at night. And, yeah, funny, he's catching shrimp again, so I'll have live shrimp. So I figured just a jig head with some live shrimp maybe right there, about 30 feet past the bank. They got that. Finally, the storm did tear up the dock pretty bad.
Oh, did it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they just got it fixed. He just texted me this morning. David said the dock's finished for me to get my butt out and go fishing. Just got so much going on, working at the scrapyard and taking care of Mama. You know, she had them strokes, so I stayed busy, busy, busy. I did sell that little boat. I got rid of one of my boats. It's out there at the camp now. So I got one more boat. So I gotta get another boat now because I always have two boats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one for the creeks and one for the big river.
You've got a little boat, you said, or you got the bigger boat?
I got a bigger boat. There.
You sold the little one. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I sold it. I got it managed in the camp out there. He actually used it to fix the dock.
Yeah.
To help fix the dock.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's what I'll do if I don't get called into work. I don't know. I don't like working with these idiots up here in the scrapyard there. One of them trying to steal something. You heard about the fishing poles.
Yeah.
All I do, I walk around, keep the customers happy, and or keep them honest. And they done them like they death threats every week, and just I don't care. Just it don't bother me.
You know, you could go probably from there. You could go see if their sheep's head is over there. That you know where the old Pirates Cove fish camp used to be.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know those little rocks that are right there on that point that everybody.
Yes, sir.
Stands there and throws way out in the river. You know.
Nah.
And the sheephead is right there, like in 8 to 12 foot of water on those rocks.
Yeah, that's one of the places I go at night. I mean, I know you don't like me swimming in that water, but I go out there at night sometime with a cave light and throw a bunch of crushed up fiddler crabs, and I'll spear me a couple. Yeah, just lay there, float real quiet, you know, with a underwater light, my mask and snorkel and flippers, and you know, pole spear. I'll get me a couple for dinner. I've actually always seen sheephead there.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I've ever dove there, I've always seen sheephead.
Yeah, there's quite a few that hang around in there, and that's the thing. I mean, I watch people all the time. Like I say, they just throw way out, you know, and it's so funny because they're throwing way out past the fish.
Way out past the fish, yeah.
I mean, I used to sit there, and a cane pole is easier, or if you have a surf rod, it's easier to just kind of lean out, you know, and drop it straight down in there, you know. But instead of trying to, you know, instead of trying to like cast over just a little bit.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's that way you can get get down on the fish a lot better right there.
Yeah, so you know, back in the day I used to use a just tie a sinker on, but I used a real light line, so when I threw out and I hooked up, the sinker would break off.
Yeah.
You know, when you're fishing in rock like that, a lot of times the sinker will just break off and then you just got the fish on your line. You know,
right.
It makes it a little easier. Of course, you get through a lot of sinkers, but you can use a rock too if you have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like I say, cane poles is easier because you can just kind of lean it out there and just drop it straight down. It's a lot easier to feel them that way too.
Yeah,
you know, if you got a nice 12 foot surf rod, something like that, they're easier too. But usually surf rods are kind of heavy, you know.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of rough on my right side.
But if you're going to go fishing, I would definitely go over there, and try those sheephead because I mean, there's sheephead all along white shell rocks and stuff like that too right now.
Yeah, I might do that. I'll have to see how cool the water is. I might just splash in it and go see if I can spear me a few because I sure can't seem to catch.
There you go.
I sure couldn't see the kids. I know you got old to me about diving in the water a few times. Well, we had you on that boat that day. You worried about those sharks.
Nah.
You keep your heartbeat regulated. You don't look like a, you know, a bite of meal, you know.
I don't usually have sharks, you know, that far up the river anyway, you know.
Yeah, I'll go out there sometime. I'll skin dive out the inside of the North Jetties and come around the very end and skin dive back down through the ocean just to have something to do and look at the fish and all. It's just something to get away with some days. Of course, I'm full of wet feet, you know, set up for it every day.
Yeah.
But it's a blast. Hey, there's some sheephead out there I've seen diving that I don't believe me or you both could just about pull up with a pole. They're so huge.
Yeah. That's the ones that don't seem to want to bite.
Yeah. 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 Well, the Marine Patrol, because if I had a spear, I'll fix a spear one. Oh, you can't do that. Get out of the water.
You can't do, okay, can't do what?
I wasn't 500 feet from the shore.
Oh, yeah.
When I see this giant sheephead.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
I had a buddy out there, I was teaching him how to skin dive, and he got drowned. So I had to get him back up, get his breath talking. So I said, you got to blow the water out of the snorkel when you come up, not before you come up. He's learning now. He's passed away now. But all our friends are passed on, man. That's pretty terrible.
Yeah, that's what happens the older you get, you know.
I got a couple of people on Facebook come out here on the dock, and we fished for a little bit one day out here at the camp, and looked down, and there's about a 4 or 5 barrel sheephead just sitting there nibbling on the pilot.
Yeah, there's been some around. I tell you, sometimes when the water's clear, you can see them a little better, you know.
Yes, and I got my bow. I don't know. I may just take my bow and string and shoot me one or two marlin. Definitely want some fish, sir. And I really don't want to go to Trout River and buy them, unless I got to. I use that for a reason to go catch some.
There you go.
Still got plenty of hogs in the hog woods, but I'm about tired of eating pork. That stuff, you're going to eat that so much.
Well, good luck to you out there. Hopefully you'll catch some of them.
All right, Captain Vic. Maybe we'll see you going by. I know I got to work tomorrow. I'm not sure about today. I work every Sunday, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'll try to get out there. I may go out there and spend the week out there next week. If I do, I'll come holler at you at Boat Ramp, bring you a cup of coffee or something.
All right, you take care now.
All right, Captain Vic. God bless all y'all, man. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's get Trina on this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You got through okay?
I did. It rang and rang and rang the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably because it's answering another phone or whatever, you know. But,
yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about the El Cheapo off and on.
Well, thank you.
And talking about the, seminar coming up, too. But I forgot what time the captain's meeting is on Friday.
7:30.
Okay.
We'll start on-site registration at 5:30, and then the captain's meeting will start at 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about any big bobbers on this show.
But
who's that?
It's Taylor.
That's Taylor Overeem.
Hey, Taylor.
I couldn't believe Joe started saying that. Big bobbers.
Yeah,
I know it. He's something else. But talking about the El Cheapo, you're talking, the registration is at 5:30, not 5 o'clock.
Correct.
Yeah, and then we're going to go.
Now people will start showing up at 5.
Oh, yeah, they're going to show up earlier than that.
They'll be standing at the door looking at us.
I know, they'll be showing up earlier than that.
Yes, they do.
But in the, and then the captain's meeting itself, which you know, you have to have at least one person from each boat is supposed to be there during the captain's meeting, so you can get your registration and listen to new rules if there's any rule changes or anything. So everybody has to be there. Least one representative from your boat there at the captain's meeting. And I've got a charter that day, but if we're going to only go do a half a day, so I'll be able to make it there.
Okay.
And, anyway, can I get you to hold on so we can talk about some prizes and
absolutely
stuff like that? And since we're going on break, and also just to give you a little heads up about maybe first, second, third place winnings, maybe for the junior angler, lady angler, the, you know, tournament winnings and all of that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be back right after this.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fishing Club's president and, Trina on here. So, talking about the El Cheapo Sheep's Head Tournament. And, I still got you on here?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So tell everybody now, because we're past the date line of the, where it goes up like $20, right?
Right. We're at a $100 entry fee right now.
Right. $100.
Which, all things considered, if you fish any tournaments in this, on this planet, that's a pretty reasonable entry fee.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely.
Especially when you consider you can win a Carolina Skiff, an 18-foot JVX.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. $100 for a free boat ain't bad.
Well, no, it's not. But no. Not at all.
And you try to get people to go ahead and enter, so you know you can kind of help judge the tournament and all that stuff as far as, you know, the size of it and everything. So that's I understand why they have the early entries, and they do that on all the tournaments. I mean, you know, it's and you're only going up $20. I mean, so that ain't bad at all. Still, you're talking about a $100 entry fee per boat, not per angler. So
I got it.
You know, four guys get in there. I mean, you know, it's $25 a piece entry. I mean, that's you just
guilt
can
free.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Trina.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wins that boat, you know, you got to pay the taxes on it. Do you have to pay the taxes on the discounted price that y'all get it for, or the full retail?
You know, I have not been involved on that end of it, so I don't know how that. I don't know which price they use.
I think what you have to do is the full retail price is you get for the, because it's the market value is the worth of the boat, and what you do is you claim that as earned income, so you have to pay
6%.
You know, I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's still, you're getting a boat.
Oh, yeah, it's still a pretty good deal.
That first place prize is completely donated, so I would think that would have to be on retail. So Carolina Skiff, Magic Tilt, and Suzuki completely donate that whole first place prize. They're fantastic supporters of this tournament.
Yeah, and what size motor is that? Do you remember?
It's a 60, I believe.
60 horse? Yeah. Four stroke.
Yeah, all Suzuki's are four stroke.
And then your second prize is like, is it a 14 or 15?
It's a 15 JV. 15,
yeah. Carolina Skiff. Motor and trailer.
Motor and trailer.
And then your third place prize is a Suzuki?
It's a 9.9, yes.
9.9 Suzuki.
Oh, when did y'all do that? Y'all just started doing that?
Yeah. Well, they get different prizes.
No, we've always done.
Oh, it's just a 9.9 or the boat, too?
No, it's just a 9.9.
Just a motor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's third place.
You put that on a canoe, and you got a magic machine for this area.
There you go.
Yep, or a little skiff.
They're great motors. I got one in my garage sitting there. It's almost sitting there about 5 or 6 months. I'm hoping to put it on a boat soon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, get in
I
there
hope
and
you
win.
Find one.
Get in there and win that Carolina skiff or win the second place and see.
I need to.
You going to fish with
Q? Yeah, probably Q? Go with him.
Yeah. But get in there. Of course, Q might take the boat from you then because you'll be fishing in his boat, so he might take the first place boat.
Probably.
Who?
Q. Quang Pham.
Quang Pham.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody calls him Q. Well,
I think my little brother's coming down, and we might be fishing out there.
There you go.
Yeah, they just got in last night, and late in the night for the monster truck show today, but he'll come back next weekend for the tournament.
Well, hopefully that wind report changes, or there won't be nobody fishing out of a kayak in the jetties.
I see that stuff pop up on Facebook and stuff, and it's not going to be that bad inshore. There's plenty of sheep's head in this river.
Yeah, and it might deter a lot of people from going offshore. It depends on if that swell gets big enough, like they're talking about. But we'll look at that and probably talk a little bit about that on the 28th too.
Yeah, and look at Captain Kirk. You know, the fish he caught last year was with inside the boat ramp.
Oh yeah,
that was almost a 12-pound fish. Or,
yeah,
well, easily it was over 11.
Yeah,
I can't remember the exact weight.
And he got second place. Yeah,
he got second. He held first for a long time with that fish.
Right.
And I know, what was your diver just saying, that there's fish down there he didn't think he could pull up with a pole?
Yeah.
So they didn't get that big being stupid, but they're down there.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I was saying those are the ones that don't bite, you know, so.
Yeah.
They don't.
You just look at it going, no, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, they don't bite for me anyway, but, and I haven't even been fishing for big sheep yet. Now, we got 11-pounder last Sunday. But we were actually drum fishing down at Trout River, at the mouth of Trout River, and that's where we got the 11-pounder. But, down here we've gotten like an 8-pounder, and then they got a 9, I think it was a 9.5 one day, and then got the 11-pounder last Sunday. And, I mean, so it's, you know, there's some around, but it's like, you know, no place that I would go to fish the tournament thinking that I was going to catch more than one, because some days we just catch drum down here and no sheephead.
Yeah. Dude over at Trout River was pointing out some docks right around within sight of Trout River fish companies that are holding some 8 to 10 pound fish.
Yeah.
That's close to where you caught that one at 11 pound.
Yeah, I tell you, there's like you say, they're just spread around out there. And there's, I mean, we catch big fish. I mean, you know, a couple of years in a row, not in a row. It was like 3 years, but twice that I've taken charges out the next day and catch one bigger than what won the tournament. You know, in the same spot. Yep. So, I mean, it just happens. And it's, you know, the thing about the El Cheapo, I mean, you could catch a 14-inch sheephead, and the next one might be 10.5 pounds. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, you get in a school of rat reds and you catch a bunch of little rat reds, or you get in a school of a bunch of little speckled trout. You know, the sheephead, you could have one down there just 15 pounds right next to the one that's, you know, 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just anybody could win the thing anywhere in the river or offshore.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you tell that to the entire world?
Yes. Yeah, because I mean,
sometimes I'm just like, I can't go offshore because my boat's not big enough. You don't have to go offshore.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't like that part of the tournament, then just, you know, don't get in the tournament. I mean, you know.
Just yeah. Don't, I mean, don't go on a kayak to the jetties if it's going to
you
be
know,
that
I
windy.
Mean, you got to use a little bit of common sense with this, you know, with any tournament. I mean, you know.
With any tournament. And
I mean,
if
there was
tough conditions, the person that overcomes wins. That's the nature of competition.
Exactly. And then a few years ago, there was a boat that was fishing the spot tournament at the jetties. And the waves put him on top of the rocks. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, you know, it's You most of the spots on fish, I mean, you're looking at keeper fish with a lot of spots, are up in the creeks anyway. You know, they're not out of the jetties. So, I mean, you got to use some common sense on where you go and what you're going to do. And like I say, there's those fish. I mean, you know, we caught that 11 pounder down there the other day, you know, just out. There's a little old ledge, rock ledge down there at Trout River we fish on, and that's where he was. And
mm-hmm.
you know, we probably saw 3 different boats catch 3 sheephead that day besides us.
And there's way up in the river. There's plenty of room in the river for 400 boats.
Oh, does anybody ever fish in St. Augustine for them?
Yes, sir.
I imagine.
And
yeah.
Fernandina.
I heard there's some big sheephead in St. Augustine. I've seen some pictures. A friend of mine.
And there's big sheephead in Fernandina. There's some.
Nassau.
There's some here. There's some in Nassau Sound. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Nassau got some good fish.
You know. They're just, the thing about the sheephead, they're, like we were talking about, they're just spread out everywhere, you know, so it's not like, it's not like you need to have, you know, 40 boats, which I know at the little jetty, sometimes it gets that way. It's not like you have to have 40 boats on the same spot, you know.
Right.
That kind
I've
of.
I've seen in Little Bitty Creeks when I used to fish the redfish tournament with Meredith.
Uh-huh.
We were scouting or pre-fishing a Little Bitty Creek, you know, she had a flats boat, and I think we were in 3 feet of water, and there was a little log in the creek, and there's sheephead on that little log in the creek.
Yeah. I caught some in that clapboard a couple of weeks ago up in a little place. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of rocks coming off the bank right there, and I just pulled in there to see if they were, you know, if they were in there, and they sure enough, they were, you know. So, yeah. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, we caught, Thursday, we caught one about 4.5-5 pounds while we're redfish fishing with crab on a jig head, you know, up in the shallows. I mean, this fish had to be less than 1.5 feet of water.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, they're everywhere like that. But, you know, it's the thing, just what really kind of gets me in some of the areas is, excuse me, you get into a spot and then you've got like 30 or 40 boats trying to get on that one same spot. And that, I think that hurts people more than helps them trying to get on on the same spot so close together, because then you've got so much bait down there that you don't catch, you know, as many of the fish, and especially as many of the big fish.
Right. And you've disrupted that whole spot by all those people making a commotion getting there.
Well, and you got anchor ropes, you know, you got all these anchors down there and stuff like that. That's, you know, when you first drop them down, they're bouncing across the rocks and different things. But, you know, I mean, if you look at it, if you could have a spot where you could only have your bait down there, I mean, think of the difference of having 30 boats in one place with four lines per boat down, or having one boat with three or four lines down. I mean, the fish are going to go to that bait, you know.
Yeah. And like we said, they're spread out all over this river. I'm way up here. I'm on Broward River, and there's sheephead up here.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
If you think about from here to the jetties, there's fish all in between, and I'm sure further, you know, further south down the St. John's there are too.
Oh yeah, I have a friend of mine that fishes down there at the Buckman Bridge around the Pilings. I don't go that far myself, but he does, and you know, and that's why he does is because there's fish down there.
Yeah,
you know,
we've got an incredible fishery.
We do. Hard to beat Jacksonville, I can tell you that. It's really hard to beat. We've got fresh water. Salt water and, you know, offshore, everything's available to us right here.
And in the same spot sometimes. I caught bass and redfish in the same spot.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate your call, and I'll see you Wednesday night at Beach Marine.
See Wednesday night. And
Marine Max at Beach Marine, Wednesday night, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. Please come. Sheephead Seminar.
Try to RSVP so they know to make a plan.
Oh, that's true. So let's see. Where's the phone number?
I don't have that right on my hand.
Here we go. 866-783-3026. That 866-783-3026, or just call Marine Max. And thanks for the call, Trina, and we'll see you out there then.
All right. Thank you, Vic.
All righty. Bye-bye. Stay tuned for Ask an Attorney. It's going to be on here in just a few minutes and our next show. So we'll see you next week, same time, same channel.